Reformed Church.
In Colossians chapter 2, Pastor Jose had read this recently in a recent message, but Colossians chapter 2, if you just read through the whole chapter, in the earlier verses of the chapter, he says, attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. And there's a lot we could say there, but Christians aren't aware that they're even, because I've never heard it outside this church, but most Christians are not aware that there's such thing as a full assurance of understanding. Christians that have grown up in like a, you know, faith culture in church before, or even maybe have a Pentecostal background or, you know, things like that, they know about, you know, like, oh, I can believe God, and then that produces results. Now, that gets real skewed sometimes, but this concept of believing God and getting results in your life, well, that makes sense. That's how we were saved, right? You believed God, and you got a result called salvation, right? So it makes sense if we teach that correctly, but Christians kind of think like, if I see a result in my life, it's because I believed. And if I don't see a result in my life, it's because I guess I don't have faith or something. And they think of faith as an on or off switch. Like, I either have it or I don't have it. First of all, you already have the mind of Christ inside of you. But even talking about our physical minds right now, as far as our beliefs are concerned, people see it like an on or off switch. I either believe or I don't believe. But actually, Colossians chapter 2 and a lot of other scriptures say, here in Colossians chapter 2, it says, the full assurance of understanding. And with more time, I could show you that that's what that's talking about. There's a gradation. There's a process of understanding. And you could be on the right track. And for instance, even if you're growing your knowledge of Jesus and you're really putting the time in to say, Lord, I'm going to meditate on you day and night. And I'm not saying we do that perfectly, but this is something that you're actively doing. And you could actually see no results in your life right now and be doing everything right. In your beliefs, I mean. And people don't understand that that could even happen. And it's because there is a process of understanding, and the results that you're believing God for, if you want to say that, don't come until there's a full assurance of understanding. So in any given topic of the Lord, there is a process of maturity. So for instance, in healing, which is just sometimes an easy example, I could be believing that by Jesus' stripes I was healed, but there's a full assurance of that understanding that is going to produce the result. So I could be meditating on that truth because God wants to produce that in my life. And I could actually, if I'm really doing this, right, if I'm really taking advantage of the truth and moving in that direction, I could be growing at a good clip. I could be, you know, believing the right word. I could be doing all those things right and yet not see any results yet or see very little results. And it's because there is a process. And this is why it's so important, and I'll just kind of wrap this up here, why it's so important to not go by what you see. Because someone that's not, this is really, really important. Someone who's not believing God is not going to see any of the Holy Spirit results in their life. Because that's how it works. Jesus said, he who believes on me, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. So you're not going to get any of that river of living water coming out of you, the Holy Spirit manifesting, if you're not believing the Lord. So you're not going to see any results, right, if you don't press into the gospel. But you could start pressing into the gospel and actually be believing the right word, doing the right things in your beliefs, and still see no results. So doesn't that show you right there, you can't go by what you see? Because if you believe in God and you're not seeing results yet, that does not necessarily denote that you're not believing correctly. Now, it could, because if you don't believe correctly, you're not going to get results. So it is important to make sure you're hearing the right thing, the right gospel that's centered on Jesus, and that you're continuing in it steadfast, meaning it's not something you do at church, it's something that you're steadfastly doing every day, right? Those are two ingredients that cannot be missed. But even when you do those things, the parable of the sower is actually the parable that illustrates this whole full assurance of understanding. Because you'll notice there is a seed that is sown, and two out of the four kind of people received a seed and started growing and yet still didn't see the fruit yet. And they had the right seed, and they were growing in it. In other words, they had the right word from God, and they were growing in that, but they didn't see the fruit yet. The only person that saw the fruit, there's three people in that parable that received the word of God. Only one produced the fruit. You know why? Because only one of them continued and continued and continued, even when they didn't see any results. They didn't go by what they saw. They continued and continued and continued until they came to a full assurance of understanding, a full growth of that seed, and that's what produced the fruit. Only the last one, the fourth one, produced fruit, even though three received the gospel. So it's not good enough to receive the gospel. You have to continue in it daily. You have to continue in it steadfastly. So I'd encourage you, if you're not receiving the right gospel and it's not something that's a lifestyle for you to just continue in it all the time, that's imperative. But even if you are, it is so important to not go by what you see. Man, if is it okay if I just share one last thing? I don't want to, I want Pastor to be able to get up here. But this one last thing. There are things that manifest in the spiritual realm and have begun that haven't taken full fruition yet in your life. If you're believing God, things have started developing. In the parable of the sower, it's called not bearing fruit to maturity. It's not the full fruit, but it's something started in you. Something has started changing, but it's not enough to see the results on the outside. Gideon was in the same place. And that's why it's so important to not go by what you see, because God will even tell you, as you're believing him, he'll give you these things, these little clues, and he'll tell you, you know what? You're manifesting this already. Like he told me that this morning, actually, about something. I pulled a muscle in my back, and he told me, he said, the way he put it was vegetation's already started, because I was praying over it, and I was just thanking God, just worshiping God over it, and that's what he told me. Vegetation has already, because he's talking about growth, right, like sprouting up. And God will tell you in the spiritual realm, I know you can't see it yet, but something already started there. So it's important. God will give you updates, because he can see the spiritual realm, right? Our eyes can't. So he'll give you updates and say, you know, it's going. And he'll give you a confidence inside to know that, oh, I'm manifesting this. If you're believing God, you're manifesting it anyway. But this is why I believe that Abraham was called the father of many nations. God started calling him that in Genesis 17, because he had believed God, started believing God in Genesis 15. And before he even had a son, God said, now I'm calling you father of many nations. Why would God just suddenly start calling Abraham the father of many nations without a son still, but at that particular point in time, after he had started believing God? Because I believe something changed in the spiritual realm, and Abraham started manifesting something that was going to heal his body, but it hadn't fully healed his body to have a son yet. But God saw the change in the spiritual realm. He saw that things are starting to manifest. Things are starting to move. So he's, oh, now I can call you father of many nations, because actually the power to make you a father of many nations has begun working in you. So God will give you updates on things in the spiritual to know, because again, the Holy Spirit is manifesting if you're believing, but you may not be bearing fruit to maturity. And you could just get discouraged and say, well, this stuff doesn't work, and do that. Or you can say, if I believe God, I know that that bears fruit. The seed always bears fruit. And if I put the seed in and hold it, it's going to bear fruit, and just not get discouraged in that. But most people don't do that. Most people don't do that. Most people receive the word of God and then let it go, and then that's it. But I just pray you wouldn't be that person. Receive the word of God and say, that's producing results. And even if I can't see it, Lord, you just keep encouraging me to know that this is bearing fruit, and I'll see the full manifestation of this in my life if I do not lose heart, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.